In Avodah Zarah, Samach Vav, Amud Beis, there is a Machlokes Abaye v'Rava regarding Bas Teha. Bas Teha means I'm going to smell the wine to see if it's good quality. So Abaye says that it's Usser, and Rava says that it's Mutter. So Tosus is bothered with the Kasha. Tosus on your base on the base is bothered with the Kasha. That in Avodah Zarah, based on the base, says you're not permitted to smell, you're not permitted to get Hanoah from flowers of Avodah Zarah. The smelling is a form of Isuri Hanoah. And when the Gemara says, "Kol Marivarechem by Mishamila," that smelling is not a violation of Isuri Hanoah, so the Gemara says it's not true. Kol Amare is not a violation because Ein Bo Mamish. And Reach is Lachash Atalatim Rasai, is Ein Lachadavish and Asis Mitzvah Samalim. But if you're going to smell Ktoris, Reach Ktoris before this Kaima Mitzvah, so he said, then it will be a violation, like the Gemara in Yud Beis Amud Beis. So how can Rava say it's permissible to smell the Yayin Nesach? Isn't it a violation of Yisuri Hanoah? We're talking about Yayin Nesach, Bizman HaGemara, Zosa Banoah. Bizman HaZeh, Tosis explains that the Stam Yayinim is Muta Banoah. Here the Gemara is talking about Yayin, Stam Yayinim, that is Zosa Banoah. So Tosis gave two terutzim. So the Mechaber Paskins, like the terutz that Tosis gives on Yud Beis on the base, that if flowers are oimid lohariach, so then smelling is considered a yesh bo mamish, then it is a violation of Yisur HaNoah. Ktoris is oimid lohariach, so that's a violation of Yisur HaNoah. Yayin is oimid l'shtia. So if you smell yayin, that's oimid l'shtia. The main purpose of yayin is not oimid lohariach, it's oimid l'shtia. So then it's not a violation of Yisur HaNoah. So if it's not a violation of Yisur HaNoah, so what's the machlokes abaye v'rava? So one could perhaps think that is the machlokes abaye v'rava. That Rava holds you hold from this distinction, abaye holds you don't. Abaye holds that it's also banor. No, you read the sugyas beferish. That's not what they're fighting about, because Amar Rava mino aminalo. Rava is going to prove that reicha lav klumhi, the reicha lav milsi. He quotes a mishnah in trumas. If you took truma and you burnt it, and the reich goes into the loaf of bread, and you eat the bread now, so you get hanor from that. So the Mishnah says that it's mutter. So Rabbi tries to prove from that Baste is also mutter. So Tosis points out, trum is mutter bano. So what is Rabbi proving? If that's the machlokes abaye v'rava, where the whole from Tosis svare, the Shach didn't agree with Tosis. The Shach said, even if the thing is oimed lachila, if you smell it, it's still a violation of Isur hanor. Machlokes in Siman Kuf Ches, the Siman of Bereich Milsa. Mechaber Paskins like the Tosfos that only flowers of psamim that are oimid lahariach, but whatever is oimid lachila, if you smell it, you get anor, that's mutter, and the Shach Paskins not so, like the other day in Tosfos. So you're going to say, this Kuf is the Machlokes Abaye v'Rava. It can't be. Rava proves it from Mishnah and Trumas, that Reich Ala Milsehi proves it from Kamon Shal Truma. Kamon is Kimmel. A lot of times they put kimmel on top of those are the tiny little black things that they put, it's a vegetable, no? That they put on top of their rye bread, that it should taste better. So in the days of the Gemara, a lot of times they would burn the kimmel in the oven at the same time they would be baking bread, so the reich of the kimmel would enter into the bread. So the Mishnah says that it's mutter for a non-kohen to eat the bread. So how does Rava prove from there that there's no violation of Isur HaNoah because it's not oimed lohariach? No, even if it is Ayim al-Hariach, Trum is Mutabano. So it can't be that's the debate. That's not the Machlokes Abaye v'Rava. So even if you hold like the Mechaber, who paskins like the Tosfos on Yud Beis Amud Beis, that the Teretz did the stira between Yud Beis Amud Beis and Samach Vav Amud Beis is, whether it's Ayim al-Hariach or not, you can't say that is the Nekudas HaMachlokes Abaye v'Rava. So what are they fighting about? So Tosfos on Samach Vav Amud Beis gives a different answer to the Kasha. That's where the Shach likes that answer. That in your base, on the base, it says you're not allowed to smell flowers because they have a fragrant smell. But the wine is nichnas mechot mo mazika. He doesn't get any hanor from smelling the wine. If he would get hanor from smelling the wine, it would be a violation of Isuri hanor, even though the thing is not oimid lohariach. So the Shach paskins like that Tosfos. He prefers the Tosfos on Machvav on the base over the Tosfos on your base on the base. But according to the Tosfos on Machvav on the base, that l'chol ha'days is not getting hanor. So what is the machlokes abaye v'rava? So Tosfos explains, abaye holds that it's called achila. How much achila? Either he goes like this, that's what it says on the side of the Gemara from the Oruch, he's swallowing it into his mouth, or the Pashup Shat, he's smelling it through his nose. So the particles, obviously if he can smell it, so the tiny particles that are invisible that are floating in the air, that go into his nose or into his mouth. I mean, it goes down the throat. Apparently, they're assuming that there's something shared in common between the breathing and the eating. There's some spot that's shared in common. So Abaye holds that that's chatzishir osmanatar. That's called achilo. That's called achilo. And Rava says, what are you talking about? An invisible tiny particles in the air. Chatzishir osmanatar. Yeah. There's not even chatzishir. It's like invisible. How can you say that that's called achilo? So that's the machlokes Abaye v'Rava. There were two terutzim to the kasha of Tosfos. How come smelling flowers of Avodah Zarah is asa, and how come smelling yain that's asmanah is muta? So there were two terutzim, and there was machlokes and mechaber and the shach, which terutz to adopt. Mechaber adopts the terutz of Tosfos Yud Beis and Beis, and the shach adopts the terutz on the Tosfos on Samach Vav and Beis. That is nichnas mechot b'mazik, it doesn't get any hanor. But no one's going to say that that's the machlokes Abaye v'Rava, whether you hold that from Tosfos terutz or not. Abaye holds like the Shach. No, that's not the machloek. It's a beferish in the Gemara. Because Rabbi proves his point from a Mishnah and Trumas that's talking about Trumas. Trumas is mutabanos. It can't be that that's a machloek. So what's the machloek is? So Tosfos explained that Abaye holds that this is chatzishira b'achila. Chatzishira osmanator. Rabbi holds, what are you talking about? Invisible, that's not called achila. Yeah, but then the machloek is Abaye, but Rabbi is only on smelling in or breathing in through the throat. What does it have to do with being absorbed into the bread? Rabbi proves his point by the Mishnah that says in Trumas, if you burnt the kimmel of Truma and the fragrant smell goes into the rye bread, see, a zar, a non-kohen, is permitted to eat the rye bread, is a raya, that recha lab milsihi. How does one prove, how do you prove that from this? And then the Gemara is also making a tzushtal, you have a barrel of yayin shal Truma, and it's open, and then you have a freshly baked loaf of bread, and you put it on top of the barrel. So the freshly baked loaf of bread is warm, so it's going to absorb the reach of the wine. So the shaila was whether a non-kohen is permitted to eat the loaf of bread or not. So what has it got to do? What has it got to do with the machlokes Abaye v'Rava with the reach milsis? And the stama, the pshat is like this: we had a machlokes. We had the Chavis Das had his famous shtikl Torah Simen Kuf Gimel, I think, but the simen about Nois and Tam Lugam. The Chavis Das said on the Rambam in Hilchus Macholos Asuris, if you have food that's tray for food that's nifsal me'achila, nifs me'achila sodom, once nifs me'achila sodom, it's isa nepach lios heter, even if it'll be choyz avinir, even if you mix in sugar and flavoring and it's going to taste delicious now, it's not choyz avinir. It'll remain mutali on the void. But if the food be'atz musay, Macholos Asuris was never nifs me'achila. The only thing is that you happen to be eating it, shaloka derech achila, so you put it in the freezer, and it's ice cold, it's hard like a rock now, or you just fried it, and it's burning hot, you got to burn your tongue, you got to burn your throat if you eat it the way it is now. So that's not normal to eat it like that. Or you pour it on so much mustard, you're going to burn your tongue on it. So you can easily wash off all the mustard, and goodbye. You take a piece of salami, has too much mustard, so you wipe off the mustard. If you want, you can wash off all the mustard. There'll be less mustard left. So he says, in such a case, that's not called nifsa machila. The way you're eating it is shaloka derech achila. So if you'll make it normal, 5 minutes later, it'll warm up or it'll cool down. Or you take off the mustard, you'll be eating it kederech achila, so you'll be chayim. Whenever it's nifsa machila sodom, then it's had to gum, it's not chayzel yisur. So that was the position of the Chavis Das based on his diuk from the Rambam. And Rab Chaim disagreed. Rab Chaim had a whole Rambam by the Efrech Shenola mi Beitz Astreifa. Rab Chaim said, if you read the Rambam slowly, he holds that this heter from the Gemara in the end of Tumura Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph only applies to the din of Yotzim in Os. Doesn't apply if the thing is really an Issa. Thing is really an Issa, even Nifsim Achil Asadam, and then later on Chayz Avinir, it will be Chayz Ali Yisur Harish. That's Rab Chaim writes in his Sefer. So we mentioned last week that Echel Kasyoyov is a Chassidish Rebbe. He was at the same time as Davni Nezer, used to correspond a lot to each other. So Shtikl Talmud of Davni Nezer, I think. So he has in his sefer, he thinks that the only time there's machlekes between the Chavis Das and all the other achrayim who disagreed, that's only if it's only nifsim achilas adam, and it's still roi lachilas akelev. What if it's nifsim achilas akelev? So then he thinks everyone should agree that it's not oichel anymore, it shouldn't be chayzeli yisura. Later on, if you mix in flavoring, shouldn't be chayzel yisur. So the pashtus here in the Gemara is like this. Rabbi says that this the invisible particles that are floating in the air, it's not that Rabbi denies that the halacha considers smell. The halacha recognizes the sense of smell. not only that the Chachamim made a takana de Rabbanon that you have to say Birchas HaReach, that's only with the Rabbanon, but on the level of the Raisa, smell certainly plays a role. Take, for example, the Mishnah in the end of Avodah Zarah, when it has the din of Noisin Tam Levgam. This whole sugya is on that Mishnah. On Samachema base. So if you have tray for wine falls on some potatoes, base, a mix falls in some potato soup, and the potato soup tasted better without the tray for wine. And the potato soup is, the tray for wine is goyreim, that now it has an inferior taste, even though it's delicious. It's roi lachi l'sodom. It's delicious, but it tasted better without the treifas. So that's called nifsim, that's called nesin tam levgam. So that's mutter. Nesin tam levgam is mutter. So there's a Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah is there, which is quoted lahaloch and yoredei. The Darkei Tshuva quotes it. I don't know why no one before the Darkei Tshuva ever quoted Darkei Tshuva. It was just before this, by the First World War. It was just in the 1900s. I don't know why no one before quoted it. But the Rambam writes down the Pirush HaMishnah, so it's called Noisin Tam Levgam. Not only if when I taste it, it has slightly inferior taste. Let's say the taste is just as good now as it was before, but it smells like vomit. Tastes delicious, but it smells awful. It's poigim the flavor. It smelled better before than now. So the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnah, it's also called Noisin Tam Levgam. That's on the level of the Raisa. So the Halacha does recognize the sense of smell. We have a Din Deraisa with Matir, Anisa falling, we have Tam Kikar as a Din Deraisa, and nonetheless, if it's Nesin Tam Levgam, it's Mutter, and Nesin Tam Levgam either means that the Tam is Pogam and Mikzas, or the smell is Pogam and Mikzas. So the Halacha does recognize smell. Abai Barava fighting about a different thing. The particles that are floating in the air are invisible. There you're talking, they poured tray for wine into the potatoes, into the mashed potatoes, and it tasted better without the wine mixed in. So that's Pogam and Mikzas. So then the halacha recognizes the smell, ruins the flavor a little bit. So the heter of nois tam levgam sets in. They were talking a different thing about smelling invisible particles to absorb them through the mouth, through the nose. Fine, it goes through one spot that it shares in common. So Abaye holds that that's called achila and chatzis shiras manatam. Rabbi says, what are you talking about? It's the invisible. How can you say that that's achila? It's kemisha eno domi. So once it's kemisha eno, so then everyone would agree that it's not chayza b'niyah. If this tiny particle, the invisible particles, get absorbed, I burn the kamon in the oven, and the invisible particles get absorbed into the rye bread that I'm baking, and the rye bread has a better flavor, has a better taste, not because of these invisible particles. So Abaye l'shitasa holds that it's not considered kemisha eino. This is a chatzishir, and it's kemisha yeshno. So if it gets them, just like you're not allowed to swallow it, because it's called achila, so if it gets absorbed into food, that'll be tam kikar, it'll last of the food. And Rava says, what do you mean? Calls man that they're invisible as kemisha eino, then if it comes back again to become kemisha eshno, because it gets absorbed in a loaf of bread, that's kemisha eino dami. Since it was kemisha eino, so it's now yesh meayin. So that it doesn't count. No one would say over here chayza v'nin. That's a simple pshat in the Gemara. So that's the double machlekes Abai v'Rava. Abaye holds that right now it's achila, and Rava holds not even chatzishir. It's not, it's kemisha eino. Kemisha eino. It's invisible. How can it be? It's kemisha eino. And Rava says, based on that, he says, since it's kemisha eino, so if it gets absorbed into a food, that's like anisa came from yesh meayin. It didn't, it's no longer connected with its original source. It had tray for wine. And then these particles that were floating, invisible particles were floating in the air, got absorbed in a loaf of bread. That's the case. It got absorbed in a loaf of bread. So it's like yesh meyayin. That's not going to be us. Yeah. So how do we paskan in this machlokes? So whenever there's machlokes abai v'rava, we know that we always paskan like rava unless it's yalkikam. So the din is like rava. Fine. Then you have imsochem ayin vav amid beis. There's machlokes rava levi. Sounds like it's the same machlekes, whether recha milsa, recha la milsa. What happened? He's broiling two steaks in the oven at the same time. One is a shchut and one is a nevela, and the tiny particles from the nevela are going to float in the air. Not that they're one next to each other, touching each other. That's tzlitz, it's liasas kadei netila. They're far apart in the oven. So the particles are going to fly in the air and land in the shchut. So Rav holds that it's Aser, he holds that Recha Milsihi, and Levi holds Recha La Milsihi, and they schlep in here, the same Mishnah and Trumas, that Abayi quoted on Daf Samach Vav in the base. So Rashi understands there that the sugi is the same. So Rashi writes there, and I involve on the base. Even though the Gemara quotes Tanoim who agree with Rav, Rav holds Recha Milsehi. He says, nonetheless, Hilchasa Kavasi de Levi, we have to pass on like Levi holds Recha La Milsehi. Why? Because this Machloikis is identical with the Machloikis of Baibarava. The Fligu of Baibarava Gabi Basteh, but it is our Samach Vav on the base. We come Le Rav B'shitzi de Levi. Rav corresponds to Levi. And since we always pass like Rav, except for Yal Kagam, so this is not Yal Kagam, so we pass like Rav, and the Mele would pass like Levi. Sure. Rabbi Barav Hilchas the Karav. The Chain Hu B'tshuvas HaGoinim, Rashi quotes, the Psak is like Levi and like Rav. The Afish Moshe Rab Leze B'Rab Yitzchok Nemali D'Loi Chayishlo. There was a Rishon who lived, I'm not sure who that was, must have been some prominent figure. Before the generation of Rashi, Rafin Shmosh Rab Leizer Rab Yitzchok, Nemali Deloy Chayishlo. That we don't pass like Rabbi, pass like Levi. So that's what Rashi writes in Psochem, I involve him a base. Tosus here in Avodah Zarah, Samach Vav him a base quotes the Rashi, the big Tosus Rava Omar, Upirisham Rashi, they quote the Rashi. And Tosus disagrees with Rashi. Why did he disagree? The Tosus here, and Avodah Zarah, the Tosus there, Psochem, I involve him a base also, quotes, Mikam Pasak Rabbi Natam Ki Rav. Rabbi Natam Paskins like Rav, not like Levi. Why? Because the Gemara says, after the whole Amida, involved on the base, right before the Mishnah, so the Gemara says, Tani Rav Kana Be'ed Rav Chinen Nesova. Someone presented a brisa that reads as follows, Pascha for imat slibit tanur, I was broiling a steak in the oven, and I baked the bread at the same time. So the invisible particles of the steak are going to be floating in the air, and they're going to get absorbed into the bread, and the bread is going to smell and taste a little bit fleshy. So the shaila is it fleshy or not? So he said, he paskins, he has a brisa, pas shafon matzli betanur, also liochlo bekutcho. So that's a dead giveaway, that the din is like Rav. So that's what the Rabbi Natam says, the din is like Rav, because that's the Gemara's maskana. Then the next story, he baina said there was a fish, the itva, it was broiled, bahadi bisra, they broiled the steak of flesh, and they broiled a fish at the same time in the same oven. Asara rova mi farzikio lemechla bekutcha. So rova paskin that fish is fleshig because of the invisible particles that were floating in the air. The rova, this is rova. Rova is the one who says rechala milsi. So rova paskin that the fish is fleshig. You're not allowed to eat it with any milk. So Tosfos says, you see that we paskin that Recha Milsehi. And Ma Barabashi Yom Afilu B'Milcha Nami Asum Shem Dikasha L'Recha U'L'Dover Acher. Ma Barabashi, Tosfos says, we have a tradition from the days of the Gaon that whenever the Gemara quotes Ma Barabashi, Rabin Barabashi, were the ones who did the Chasimus HaTalmud, that's Soif Ayro, that's the end of the period of the Amorim. Ma Barabashi is the son of Barabashi. So the Goinim have a tradition. We always pass like Mar Barabashi, with two exceptions to the rule. The Tosfos tells you what the two was. It's not one of them. So we should pass like Mar Barabashi. So he says you're not only not allowed to eat the fish with milk because the fish is fleshig. No, since you broil the fish and the flesh in the oven at the same time. So if you cook fish and flesh together, it's a sakana ledover acher. Rashi writes taras. It's unhealthy. That's what the doctors in the days of the Gemara said. So therefore he says, not only is the fish not allowed to be eaten with milk, you're not allowed to eat the fish, period. Because fish and flesh that were cooked together is a sakana. That's a question the doctors today, Magen Avraham lived in the 1600s. So the Magen Avraham says the doctors today don't see any sakana. So he doesn't see that you have to worry. He doesn't understand why this is quoted, still quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It's quoted in Yeridei and it's quoted in Aruch Chaim, that fish and flesh that are cooked together. So he's not so convinced that you still have to be concerned today. So the later Paschim say, we're not sure, maybe the doctors in the days of the Gemara knew something that the doctors today don't know of, maybe it still is considered a sakana, maybe it's not nishtana v'atvoin, but the mitzaref this Magen Avraham's tzad, when they have other tzadim lahokel, let's say you cooked a little bit of fish together with flesh, and you have shishim, and the flesh against the fish. So that's a machlokes achreinim, whether an iser is bottled b'shishim, what about a dova hasim mishum sakana? Does that make sense to say that it's batel b'shishin? So the Pisrei Tshuva quotes this machlokes. In the beginning of the second Chelek Yeridaya, there's a siman, I think, siman kuf tezayin, all the dvarim ha'asurim mishum sakona, things that you're not allowed to do because they're unhealthy. So they quote there in the Shulchan Aruch, the fish and the flesh together. So that's where the Pisrei Tshuva quotes the machlokes, what if you have shishim against it? So then he quotes the Nadi Behuda says, if you have shishim against it, come on. So then there's room to be made called a sasvek sveke. Maybe the Magan Avraham is right and there's no sakana of bizman as any. Even if there is a sakana, maybe it's batel b'shishim. If it's a real suffix sakana, so you're not mekel a svek sveke, a real suffix sakana, means that Rabbi Yehuda knows in his heart that the Magan Avraham is right. We all know that we never heard that there's any sakana. We never heard of anybody getting sick bizman as with saras because he's eating. There are a lot of people that are going eating fish cooked with flesh together. No one ever gets sick. So it's dodim l'hakol. Okay, that's the discussion. But at least in the days of the Gemara, they held that the doctors in their generation thought that it was a sakana. So they held that it's a sakana. So Tosfos says, you see from the last three psokim on the end of the daf. Pasha afor matzli betano asu l'ochlo bekutcho. It's fleshic bread. And then the fish that was broiled in the oven simultaneously with the steaks is fleshic. You're not allowed to eat that fish with the milk. And then the next amora says, you're not even allowed to eat that fish, period. Because fish and flesh together is a suffix sakana. So Tosfos says, Mikan posak rabbeinatam ki rav. You see that the din is like rav against Levi, that recha milsehi. How can Rashi say that we don't paskin like rav, we paskin like Levi? What's he going to do with the Gemara? The Gemara said beferish that is a problem. So the riff, whenever you look in the Ayin Mishpat, so he always gives you marmikamis to the Rambam and to the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch and the Smak. How come he doesn't give you marmikamis to the Rif? The answer is the Rif is always found on the same daf. What's the problem? The Rif always has, wherever the Gemara is, that's where the Rif is. Unless you have a Rif that Shalobim Komo, so then you look in the Ayin Mishpat, so they're going to tell you where the Rif is. So here on this Sugya of Rav Levi, in Psochim Daf Ayin Vav on the base, the Rif doesn't have on Psochim. The Rif only has on the beginning of Pesachim, Salach Lamais, and the end of Pesachim, the middle of Pesachim, is all about Korbanah. So this sugya, Ayiloi Gova, Tatoi Gova, is relevant to Halacha, and this sugya is also relevant to Halacha, whether Recha Milsi, Recha La Milsi. But there is no Rif on the middle Prokim in Pesachim, so the Rif has to be Shalom and Komo. So the Aimishba tells you where to look in the Rif. So he tells you the Rif is in Chulin Perik Zayin, that's Perik Gila Nasha. Daf Reish Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph. What's Daf Reish Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph? That's, I think, in the Constantinople edition. In our editions, we have the Vilna pages, but they were nice enough because they know that the Ayin Mishpat, he always gives you the Dafim from the original edition, so they have printed on the side here. And I have the standard edition of Chulin, so it's on page 62 in the Rif, page Lamed Aleph on the base. And on the side it says, Daf Resh Tarek Aleph Amen Aleph. That's in the old Constantinople edition. A lot of times the Shach will also quote a Rif and tell you what Daf it is. So the Dafim don't correspond to the Vilna edition. The Shach didn't have the Vilna edition was printed in the late 1800s. The Shach lived in Vilna way before, lived in the middle 1600s. So when he quotes a Rif, the Dafim and the Rif, he's also going to the Constantinople edition. So you have this long Rif on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, going over to Lamed Beis Amud Beis. So the Rif paskins like Rashi b'shem Hagonim. The Rif ha milsa paskin baravasa kilevi. The halach is like Levi against the Rav. That's the fourth line from the third line from the top, and page lamed beis lamed aleph in my Rif. And then he says that there are those who shown him who disagree. They want to paskin like Rav, not paskin like Levi, and he doesn't agree. So he has to answer up all the riots. What's he going to do with the Gemara? The last three lines right before the Mishnah, and I involve him in base. Where it says, if you bake the pasha for matzli betan osali ochle bekutcho, don't you see that the recha is milsehi? So the Rif gives the answer. The whole machlekes abai verove, the whole machlekes rabbi levi, where the recha milse is a machlekes bedieve. Lechatchila, they all agree that the recha milsehi. And that's what Tosfos is medaik there. The top Tosfos and I involve on the base is medaik from Rashi. If you mash a pirish, the kuntra is the levi lo shari ala bedieve. Why? Because the Rif proves it. They argue Basur Shchuta Shomin Shitzal and Basur Nevela Kachush. Asur and Levi holds Mutter. They're asking, you did it already. Basur Shchuta Shomin Shitzal and Shain Bidiyevin and Basur Nevela Kachush. Levi didn't say Mutter Lachatchila the Vashel basa kachish and basa shamin. Maybe also gives lachatchila reicha milsehi. But the other is the machloikas. So here the Gemara is talking. I baked a loaf of bread. You see there, if I broiled a shchuta with an avela simultaneously, so lachatchila not allowed to. But the other, what are you going to say? If it's also b'di'evit, so you can't eat the shchuta. So that's b'di'evit. So Levi says that b'di'evit it's mutter. Here, I baked the loaf of bread simultaneously with a fleshik steak. So it's still a chatchila. Even I baked it right. I said, nachatz lachatchila. Eat the loaf of bread with fleshiks. Don't eat it with milchik. So that's what the Brisa says. Pasha for it's the case is b'di'evit they bake the bread. But it's not like broiling shchuta with nevela simultaneously. There, if you already did it, so according to Rab, it's also b'di'evit. You can't eat it, period. But Levi says, no, b'di'evit, it's mutter. He's not going to ask b'di'evit. Yeah, by pasha, for matzli b'tano, also lochle b'kutcha, b'sa nachalz l'chatchila. That's why. The same thing the next one. Ha'i b'enese, there was a fish. Ader Rabba. That's what the Rishonim say, Araya Terashi. If you would say like the Rabbi Natam, that this Memre, Pasha, Afon, Matzli, Betano, Osu, Loch, Lebekut, shows that you hold like Rav, that Recha Milsehi, so not only should then it should be fleshik bread, you can't even eat it with fleshiks. If you made bread, fleshik, amilchik, so the Gemara says you're not allowed to eat it, afilu b'milcha. You can't even eat the bread just to put on salt. So why does he only say you're not allowed to eat it with milchiks? He should have said the whole bread is straight. And Loshinus, Aisa, im Shmalz, or im Cholov. Either way is awesome. So from the fact that he says you're not allowed to eat with milchiks shows that it's only a din l'chatchila. The other rabbi, it's a raya that Levi is right. That b'di'ev d'reichalam milsi. The same thing, the fish that he broiled simultaneously with the flesh. So nachals l'chatchila. So he says he asked l'mech l'bekutcha. Don't eat it with milchiks. Eat it with fleshiks. Okay, because l'chatchila they all agree. Tosis is bothered with the kasha. All the rishonim ask the kasha. How can you say that the machlokes Rabbi Levi is only b'di'evit? But l'chatchila they all agree that recha milsehi. How can you say that? That's the top tesis in Psochem. I involve in a little tesis, my love. If you mash a pirish bekuntkes mashmoz avrashi the Levi lo shari ala b'di'evit for tesis kasha my parech they ask the kasha from a mishnah in Psochem. It says from a tosefta ein solim shnei psochem ke'echod. You're not allowed to broil two carbonous Pesach at the same time in the same oven. So the Gemara said that the reason why is because a Pesach in a nechal ela lemenuyof. So you have 15 menuyim on one carbon Pesach, 15 menuyim on the other carbon Pesach, but the tiny invisible particles are going to be floating in the air. Some of the particles from this carbon Pesach are going to land in the other one. Some of the particles from this carbon Pesach are going to land in this one. So the 15 people eating this carbon Pesach are going to be eating particles from the other one. So that says in the Tosefta, ain't solem, you're not allowed to do it. How do you see? So the Gemara proves from this, Meisvei, the Gemara proves that Rav is right. that Recha Milsi. How does it prove that Rav is right? Levi also gives Lachatchili and not allowed to. Maybe it goes because Lachatchili shouldn't do it. All it says in the Tosefta, Ein Tzolim Shneim Psochem Kechem Epnei HaTaruvis, My Lav Taruvis HaTaimim, that the invisible particle is going to float in the air. So that's what Tosefta says. Don't you see against Rashi? This is a major issue. Whether the machlokes Rabbi Levi is only b'di'evit, but l'chatchila even Levi agrees that recha milsehi. Well, no, Levi holds het gomor. There's no problem at all. So Rashi holds l'chatchila there is tam, except that Levi holds that it's always going to be bottle b'shishin. You don't have to worry. And what does Rav hold? Levi holds there is going to be a little bit of tam. I'm broiling shchuta in the vela simultaneously in the oven. So Levi holds l'chatchila not allowed to because it's mashuhu. It says ein mavat nisa l'chatchila. A mashuhu is going to float in. So l'chatchila you're not allowed to do it. But for the Yevid, Levi holds that it's mutter. Why? Because it's going to have shishin against it. So why does Rav hold that it's osir? So the Rif adds on, well, I know why it's osir. Remember Rav. Rav v'shmol damet shavai min b'mina v'mashuhu. That's why Rav says that it's osir. They both agree recha milsini. They both agree that there's a mashuhu. They both agree, Recha, the tiny particles are floating in the air. The Metzias is the tiny particles are floating. They both agree that there's going to be Shishim against it. And this is the Machloikas, whether Recha Milsa, Recha La Milsa, whether Mim Mim is B'masha Hu or not. So the Rif writes there, in Chulin, on page Lamed Beis Amin Aleph, Kadaikis lememre de Rav. If you think into it, if you'll be medayik on Rav Shita, that Recha Milsehi, you will realize Mashkachas lei, the Shaykh Bahu memre delay, it has a Shaykhis, it's connected with the other memre that Rav said. Rav, Rabbi Babachana said, where do we have on Kufam and Aleph in Chulin? We learned the Gemara Kufam and Aleph at that Rabbein Ephraim with the long tesis. So Rabbi Babachana gave a shiur and he said, if you have shishim, everything is mutter. And Rav was upset, and he wanted the public to know he doesn't agree with Rabbi Babachan. No, mimaminas b'mashehu. So the Rif writes, if you'll be medayik kadaikis lememri de Rav, when you'll be medayik and Rav's memory here that he says recha milsehi, you'll realize that it's shaycha be'idach memri delay. It's lushitasa that he holds the mimaminas b'mashehu. This is very fascinating. The Rif holds, they all agree, Rav Levi, they both agree that there is a mashuhu particle floating. They all agree that there's shishim against it. So what are they fighting about? So Rav Lishitosa, the mim and mina b'mashuhu, and Levi goes the way we pask, and the mim and mina is not b'mashuhu. So of course we have to, the Rif doesn't hold like the Rashi. The Rif holds the mim and mina is not b'mashuhu. Tosis doesn't hold like Rashi. Rashi holds mim and mina b'mashuhu. Rashi obviously doesn't hold like this because Rav Paskins mim b'mina b'mashu, and he still says halacha kelevi because Rashi quotes the Gaonim that Levi and Rava are identical. So Rashi apparently in the Pesach halacha, Rashi holds that the recha is less than a mashu. He holds that mim b'mina is b'mashu. He holds that recha is less than a mashu. I don't know exactly what that means, but the way the Rib says, we understand lechatchila you're not allowed to do it. L'chatchila shouldn't do recha because emavatanis l'chatchila, you're violating a mashu. And if it would be, let's say, chomitz b'pesach, what if it would be chomitz on Pesach? So the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah has on Samach Vav on the base is big Tosfos, the last 10 lines of Tosfos. So they're going with that riff. So Tosis thinks that Chomitz b'mashehu, Chomitz b'pesach b'mashehu is only on Pesach. Not only shaloi b'zmano, it's batal b'shishim, even on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, also batal b'shishim. That's what Tosis insists. The Rambam holds not so. The Rambam says the reason why Chomitz b'mashehu, the Rambam and the Ramban, the reason why Chomitz is b'mashehu because it's dovish yesh l'matirin. That's how the Rambam explains. So it's not because Leibidili in Shibine has an Issa Koris and has a Bal Yerabai Motzei. No, it's not because of Chumid or Chomitz. It's rather because of the Dovash Yesh Matirin. So the Rambam, according to the Rambam's opinion, Chomitz would be B'mashu even on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So that's why the Ramah in Simen Kuf Beis, the Simen about Dovash Yesh Matirin. So the Ramah says that we pass on Chomitz B'mashu is not because of Dovash Yesh Matirin, it's rather because of Chumid or Chomitz. What's the difference, what the reason is? Bottom line, the Gemara in Pesachim says on Daf Lamed Aleph, the Chomitz is b'mashu, with a mim and mina mim shein mina. What's the difference? What the philosophy is? What the tam is? So the Shach explains there. No, chapzanaf k'mina. Erev Pesach after Chatzos. If the reason why Chomitz b'mashu is davar sheyesh lo matirin, so even on Erev Pesach when there's no kares and there's no bal yirah by matzeh, there's still be a davar sheyesh lo matirin one be bottle. But if you hold that the reason is because of Chumad HaChomitz, then Tosis is right. So we paskin against the Rambam. It's not called the Dovash Yesh L'Matir. So this whole, but if it would be a case of Recha on Pesach, so Tosis says Recha is a Mashu. Recha is a Mashu. Not all the Rishonim agree. Some Rishonim hold that according to Levi, Recha La Milsa, it's not even a Mashu. Less than a Mashu. That was the Rif. The Rif says that Loch is really like Levi, that Recha Lav Milsehi B'di'evet, but Hatchila it's Aser, there is a Mashuhu. How do you deal with the last three lines that we Aser the bread and the fish, that were the bread and the fish that were baked in the oven simultaneously with the flesh? So you're not allowed to eat that bread or that fish with milchiks. I bet if y'all Recha Lav Milsehi, what's the problem? So the Rif says, no, it's a double Sheish L'matirin. Why should you eat the bread or the fish with milchiks? Eat it with fleshiks. It was baked in the oven. Dov Shesh Matirin is a din that if there's a mashahu there, so it's even ases b'mashu. If you all Recha La Milsa is nothing with nothing, so it's not even a mashahu. So the Rif is assuming that it is a mashahu. The Rif learned that was the machlokes Rav Levi. Rav is going l'shitasa that min mabina b'mashu. We don't pass like Rav, we pass like Levi, because min mabina is not b'mashu. So l'shitasa, he makes this statement. He says that there is a mashu who are fleshiks floating in the air, flying into the bread or flying into the fish. So since it's a davar sheyesh l'matirin, so the, eat it with fleshiks, don't eat it with milchiks. That was the famous riff that the Ran in the Dorm, Daf Nun Beis, quoted this riff, and he made his whole arichas on this riff. So this is in, all of this is discussed in Shulchan Aruch in the Simen Barich and Kuf Ches. So the Shulchan Aruch says, L'chatchile v'choshish darecha is milsehi. That's a machlekes harishayim. Here the Mechaber writes like the first line in Kuf Ches, Ein tzadlim basak sheirin basa nevelo, v'tan erechot. Afal fishein nergim zebezeb. Im tzolan hareza muta. Where did he come off to say l'chatchile tzaser? That was Tosis Kashi against Rashi. On the top Tosis on I involve him a base. That Rashi holds l'chatchile tzaser, there is a mashu. And Tosis says, no, according to Levi, Rechel Abmil says nothing. There's nothing there. It's kimi she'eino. Invisible is invisible, doesn't count. So the Mechaber is paskening like the Tosis. The Shaila is, how do you read the Gemara's Kashi? That was what Tosis. How do you read the Gemara? It says on Kashi. When the Tosefta Imsach, I mean, Tzolim Shem Psach and Keechod, maybe it just means Lachatchila in Tzolim, but B'rievet it'll be Mutter. So the Vilna, that was Tosis Kashi against Rashi. So don't you see that Levi's opinion is, it's even Mutter Lachatchila, it's not even a Mashu. So the Vilna Gaon says, no, Ein Tzolim sounds like, not just it's not proper. You're not allowed to do it, and if you did it, you're not allowed to eat it. Mevnei Tarubis, Mevnei Tarubis means that even B'rievet it's also. That's how they understood the Brisa. That's why the Gemara thought that it was a Kashi. That's why the Gemara. The Vilna Gaon there in Aleph points out that Tosis has this kasha against Rashi, and that's what the Rif in Chulin, the Rif in Chulin writes the same as Rashi, that l'chatchila reicha milsehi, it's only muta b'dieved. So the Ran on that Rif in Chulin has the same kasha that Tosis has on Rashi. So the Vilna Gaon says, obviously the Teretz is, the Rif and the Rashi think that that understood that the simple reading of the Tosefta was that even b'dieved it's awesome. That's why they held that they had a kash. And then in the Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Tosfos there, and I involve them in base. They have the same Tosfos by us and Avodah Zarah, Samach Vav in base. The Tosfos Dimer Maschal Asara Rovim Mifarzika. So Tosfos says Uvetanurim Gidolim Shalano Nira Demuta Lefos Lechatchila. The only time the Gemara has a discussion whether Reicha Milsa Reicha La Milsa. B'dieved, whether Ras is, that's if you have a Tanur Koton. So the invisible particles are floating over. But if you have a Tanur Godel, and I'm baking the flesh over here, and I'm baking the milchiks over there, the nevel over here, and the ksheir over here, that's so far apart, there's an air vent, and the particles are floating out. If it's a Tanur Godel, then it's mutar, even l'chatchila, there's no problem at all. So that Tosis is quoted in Shulchan Aruch also. The only time there's a discussion is by a Tana Kotten, by a Tana Gadol, there is no Shaila. They give you a definition. All of our Tanurim, according to their definition, are Tana Gadol. They used to have apparently very small Tanurim. They discuss how much food can you lay down on the surface of the Tana, how tall is the Tana, as are all Tanurim Gedolim, according to their definition. Yeah.
Can you assume that the air gun is able to properly circulate the air out even if there are many things being cooked in the oven?
Maybe not. It depends how many things you have cooking in the oven. Okay. May depend.
Well, a small toaster oven nowadays.
That's a ton of cotton, yeah, for sure. That's a ton of cotton. They're talking about ovens where you bake things, yeah. The Melchamas in Psochem and Daf Lamed is where the Gemara said, the Gemara had on Chof Tesam and Beis. The Rabbi Shmuel say Minim and Mashu. So Minim and Kol HaTarkul is Mimashu. So they say Chometz B'Pesach, Minim is also Mimashu. Then as Machlek is Rabbi Shmuel, should I make Exera de Rabbanon, Minim Shein Amin, Otam Minim and Minim. So that was presented on Amid Beis. So Rav holds, make Exera de Rabbanon. Chometz is Chomer. So Mishum Chumer de Chometz, you make Exera even Min B'Shein Amin, Otam Min Amin, it's always going to be Masha. Then we had on the top line, Alamin Amidal, Amar Rava Hilchasa, Chometz Bizman and Beimimin, Ben Shalom Mimin, Osa B'Masha Hukir Rav. That was the Girsa that we have. So Rashi said in a few places Also, Kirav, he's swallowing hook, line, and sinker. Rav is taking everything that Rav says. Obviously, Rav paskin mim b'mina b'mashu, and it's gzeira chametz b'pesach mim b'sheina mina otam mim b'mina. So that was one of the hachachas that Rashi said that halacha is like Rav Yudah, that mim b'mina is b'mashu. So Tosfos said maybe she crossed out the word kirav. Maybe she. Then he said that Bahag didn't have the last two words b'mashu kirav. He just had amar Rav hilchas chametz b'zmana bein b'mina bein shalav b'mina oser, and he didn't say what. And the Bahag added on that he thinks that it's b'mashu, and the Rabbeinu Tam and the Shilpas think that he added on wrong, that it is batul b'shishu. So they quoted the Rabbeinu Tam. The chametz b'pesach is not b'mashu. It's really batul b'shishu. So there, the Melchames defends the Bahag. He often does. Melchames defends the Bahag against the Rabbeinu Tam. Say, Rabbeinu Tam is wrong. What do you mean, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Shilpas learn pshat in the Gemara? The chametz b'pesach is asa, means asa up until shishim. And then if you have shishim, is mutter. So that's every yisur is like that. Every yisur is batul b'shishim. So what's the chiddush? So obviously the pshat is, even though the girsa, even if you have the old girsa, missing the two words b'mashu kirab, it means the same thing like the Bahag said. It's also b'mashu. So why is it also b'mashu? So the Ramban al-Machamah says because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Then the Ramban asked the kasha himself. Why is chametz a davar sheyesh matirin? Because there's a machlekes hatanaim, Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Shimon. What's the din of chametz she'ova all of a Pesach? Is that an Issa deraisa or not? So Rabbi Yudah holds there are three psukim that asa chametz. So one pasuk goes bizmanoi. There's a loy sese, whoever eats chametz b'pesach is loike. Then there's a loy sese, there's a lav, whoever eats chametz erev pesach after chatzos, that's a lav deraisa. Then chametz she'ovah lo pesach is a lav deraisa. That's Rabbi Yudah's opinion. And we don't paskin like that. We paskin only chametz bizmanoi. And erev pesach there is no lav. Tosfos says there is an iser, but it's only an iser asay. Whoever eats chametz on erev pesach after chatzos is mevatel, is over on the essay of tashbisu. Ach be yomerishin tashbisu, achilik chatzos before. Kan kana chatzos, kan lacha chatzos, after chatzos, if you eat the chametz, it's an iser essay of tashbisa, but you can't say zoivan alav, there's no malchus. Okay, there was such an opinion, and Tosfos doesn't accept that, right? The Balamor writes like that. They're eating the chametz on Erev Pesach, according to this Tana. According to Rabbi Yudah, it's an iser kol machmetz lo sachel, it's a lav about eating chametz. According to Rabbi Yudah, it's us. According to Rabbi Shimon, that it's only osir to eat it. It's only asatita because of the bitl essay of Tashbisu, so the Balamor says, Ein lachash posa gedal lemizu. But Tosfos holds not so. Tosfos holds, if you eat it, that's a violation of Tashbisu. Yeah. So Rabbi Yudah holds, the chomish over all of HaPesach is an Issa deraisa, and we don't pass like that. We pass the chomish over all of HaPesach is mutam and atur. Then the Gemara says, Kashis, what are you going to do with this, with that, with the other thing? Gemara says, yeah, moide Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon is moide that midi Rabbanan. It's also, they made a penalty. In order to serve as a deterrent, that's the Gemara. And for the Gemara, Knasa Kanas Halva Avalem Bal Yura Bay Motze. That's a Chavtes Samer Alef. Even Rabbi Shimon will agree, the Chavin Sha'ova Labat Pesach is Asa Bachil and Asa Manoam Midi Rabbanon, that it's to serve as a deterrent, that people shouldn't violate Bal Yura Bay Motze. That's by Chemtza Shalakam Sha'ova Labat Pesach is Mutter, because it's only if Chemtza Shal Yisrael, as a Knas, or as a deterrent. So a Jew is not allowed to violate Bal Yura Bay Motze. But a Nochri, There's no Bayurat, so there's no Issa to eat Chemtza Shal Nochri, Shavu Alav Pesach. If the din would have been like Rabbi Yudah, the Chomet Shavu Alav Pesach is an Issa deraisa, has nothing to do with the Bayurat Bayimatzeh, so even Chemtza Shal Akum is also. Once it comes Pesach, all the Chomets in the world becomes Asr, and it's Asr Liyar Navad, period. Once it becomes Asr, it's Asr. So we pass like Reb Shimon, the chametz shavu lo pesach is only a knas mid rabbanon, so that's what the Ramban says. These are two different dinim. Not when it comes Pesach, all the chametz in the world becomes aser and lioilam vod. No, when it becomes Pesach, the chametz is aser lizman, and it's the davar sheyesh matirin. When Pesach is over, the isa chametz goes off. Then it's chal a new isa. After Pesach is over, the isa chametz is off. Then there's a new isa mid rabbanon, a new knas. The isa chametz was davar sheyesh matirin. And then after Pesach, a new Isser is Chal. Chomet Shavala Pesach, there's a penalty. But the Ramban says, when they introduced the penalty, Medir Rabbonon, Chomet Shavala Pesach, they only introduced it, Lahachmer V'loy Lohakil. The Ramban claims that the Bahag's interpretation is correct, not like Rabbi Natam and the Shultis, the Chomet Pesach is bottled B'Shishim. So that's ridiculous. He says, Chomet Mizmana Ben Bina Shalabim Mina, also means that Shishim doesn't help. It doesn't mean it's also like any other issa that's bottled b'shishim. It means it's different from every other issa that shishim doesn't even help. And why is that? Zakta, because davish eish l'matirin. Because it's a davish eish l'matirin. Because it's only also till the end of Pesach, after Pesach is chayzeh benita. But once they introduce the din, the chamish ha'ava, all of ha'pesach, is also midirabbanon, so it's no longer davish eish l'matirin. So he says, no, that was introduced, chamish ha'ava was introduced as a chumrah, not that it should lead to a kula. So the Ramban on the Rif there, on Daf Lamed, quotes this Melchamas. He said, it doesn't know what he's talking about. What do you mean? Bottom line, the Chomet Shavu Pesach is awesome at the Rabbanon. So it's Bein L'Kula, Bein L'Chomet. So it turns out that it's a Dovash Ein L'Matirin. What does the Ramban still insist that it's a Dovash Eish L'Matirin? So the truth of the matter is, we had, the Pirmei Gadim pointed out, seems to be a fundamental Machlokes, Rashi in Iran, why is Dovash Eish L'Matirin B'Mashu? So Rashi said that it's like your decision to eat it today is itself, your decision to eat it is a violation of Eim Avatlan. Don't eat it. Wait till tonight. Why should you eat it today relying on the Beitel Berayv? Wait till after Havdalah, or wait till after Pesach Hazob, then you'll be allowed to eat it without any relying on any kula. So your decision to eat it now is what's employing, that causes you to employ the kula Beitel Berayv, that's Eim Avatlan Yisrael Chathchila. And Iran gave a different hesbet. Iran said, whenever it's mim b'minoi, so basically the pasuk tells us, lokach midama par midama sir, mim b'minoi is b'mashu, and the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbana was, how do you determine whether it's mim b'minoi? Rabbi Yehuda says, you go basa mitzias, and the Rabbana say, you go basa halacha, so if it's heter b'heter, it's mim b'minoi, so if it's iser that fell into heter, but the iser is on its way to become niter, it's chadosh, it's a ma'aser sheni chutz l'Yerushalayim, I'm going to bring all the ma'aser sheni to Yerushalayim. It's a beitzah shenol debiyontav. It just wait a couple of hours and it'll be mutter by itself. So if it's an isa that's on its way to become heter, so then it's called heter beheter, and I label it as mim b'mino. So the chayre, this Ramban, the Melchamas, who says the chometz is a dovish yesh lematirin, we understand. The Rambam is the same as the Ramban. Chometz dovish yesh lematirin, and when they introduce the chumrah of Chomet Sha'ova, all of our Pesach is Aser, that was the Ramban explained, that was only introduced, Lahachmir, and not that there should come out any kulas from that. What are you talking about? But bottom line, isn't it a Dovish Ein L'Matirin? Bottom line is Dovish Ein L'Matirin. So according to the Ran and the Dorim, it makes sense. Apparently the Ran over here, it's the same person. The Ran who wrote the commentary on Dorim, the same one who wrote the commentary on the side of the Rif. He gives cross references back and forth. But apparently when he developed this whole thesis in the Dorim, that was not in accordance with what he wrote on the Rif on Daf Ma'arim Psochim. When the Ran and Psochim was working with the premise, like Rashi, the normal pshat, Atrishta Tachlena Bisa, Tachlena Beheter, Dovish Eish Matirin is B'mashu, try to avoid Bitl Beroiv. Why should you rely on Bitl? Eim Avatan Isa L'Chatchila. Even if it fell in by itself, you should try to, if you can easily avoid it, try to avoid relying on Bitl Beroiv. And that's what he says, but you can't avoid it. Chomet Shalat Pesach is going to be Aser. It's not going to be Atcha Tachlein Evisa Tachlein Evahata. So the Ran in Psochim, the Ran on the Rif in Psochim, who says he doesn't understand what the Melchamas is talking about, he's going like the normal Pshat in Dovash Yesh Matirin. When he wrote his commentary on that, on the Gemara in the Dorim, on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, it's clearly written after he wrote the Ran on the Gemara. Then he came up with this new, Ein Fad, the new interpretation of the Rif. There in the Ran on the Rif, he pours out his anger again. He's angry at the Rif. He doesn't understand the Rif. He has to hold the kasha. And there in the Dorim, he gives this whole fantastic interpretation with the whole imagination, with the Heta Beheta, with the Mimimina, the whole story. According to that, according to the Ran and the Dorim, it depends on the Shem Ho'iser. The Shem Ho'iser of Chomes Bet Pesach, the way we pass in Lakra Buda, Chomes Shalom Pesach is Mutam and Torah. It's only a penalty in the Rabbanon. That's a separate Iser. But the Isra of Chometz B'Pesach is a Dovash Eish L'Matirin. It's Oymed Lios Mutter. It's only an Isra L'Zman. In another 8 days, another 7, 8 days, it'll be Mutter. So you can understand the Rambam and the Ramban, the Melchamas, who say the Chometz B'Pesach is a Dovash Eish L'Matirin. You can understand it if you adopt the definition of the Ran in the Dorim, that famous Ran in the Dorim, and Afnun Beis, that any Isra that's on its way to becoming Mutter is already treated as if it's half mutter. So it's like mim b'mino has a shaychus. Whenever there's a similarity, then it's not batel, and it's dissimilar. When a miuchin is harib b'roiv is dissimilar, but then it loses its identity. Whenever it's the same thing, so there's no reason that it should lose its identity. So whereas Rabbi Yehuda says it depends on mitzias, mimimim mitzias, Rabbanan says it depends on aloche, so they hold that whenever you have an issa that's oim elias mutter, so it's already like kef mutter, so it's considered like mimimim. So the Rambam and the Ramban apparently are going with that shitas haran in the Dorim, that it depends on the shem hu issa. So chametz shavala pesach is a different issa. The issa chametz is only an issa lizman. Issa chametz shavala pesach is a separate issa, a penalty, that's later. Sets in later, doesn't set in on Pesach. And the Ran and Pesachim, who asked, it doesn't make any sense, he's going with the normal Shita, like Rashi, before he developed this whole philosophy that it's a Mimimina and everybody holds from the Pesach, he's going with the regular Pshat. So he says, it's not going to become Mutter. It's not a Dabashesh Matirin. The whole reason why you can't rely on Bittel Berayiv, on a Dabashesh Matirin, is Acha Tachlana Be Yisa Tachlana Be Heter. Here you don't have such a Brera. See there in Shulchan Aruch, and that's Simon Kuf Beis, Dov Shesh Matirin. So Mechaber quotes Rishonim who say, Yesh Mishoimer Siv Dalet, Kuf Beis Siv Dalet, Yesh Mishoimer, the Loshach Dov Shesh Matirin, Hechusha Maichon Miskalkel. Let's say I have some kind of a food, let's say a Beitush and all the Beyontif, and somehow they mixed it in with another food, and the sun is beating down in the Sahara Desert. And either he eats it in the next 5 minutes, or if you don't eat the Meichel, it's going to get spoiled. It has no refrigeration, and it's not going to last till after Avdolah. If you wait till after Avdolah, HaMeichel Yiskalkel, it's going to be worthless. So, but theoretically, it's a Dov Sheish L'matir. Theoretically, it is a Dov Sheish L'matir. The only thing is, it won't live so long. The sun is beating down. You happen to be in the Sahara Desert. So the Chabad quotes those who say that that's called Dov Sheish L'matir. So that's really... that should really be subject to this machlekes. That should depend on this machlekes of Rishonim. We paskan aloha lamaisa against the Rama. The Rama paskan down kubay is that the reason why chametz bePesach is bemashu is because of chumer de chametz, and it only applies on Pesach mamish, and on erev Pesach it is bottle. In other words, we don't accept the reason for dov sheish matirin. Why don't we accept it? Because we hold like Rashi, not like this whole fantastic pshat. That since it's on its way to become mutter, so it's already treated like heter beheter and mimimino and so on. We don't accept that pshat. So that's why we paskin quite well that amaycha yiskalkel. So it's not called dov sheish l'matir.
Is it possible that the Ran's not soser himself from the Dharm and he's agreeing with the way the Ramban's learning dov sheish l'matir? He's just arguing with the Ramban in the nature of chametz shalav pesach.
That one.
That it's not a new iser, but it's. It's an issur derabbanan that's noveya from the same shem chametz that existed.
Yeah.
So it's being mamshech weiter.
But still, isn't it hamaychel yiskalkel? He's still disagreeing with this if. The Ramban clearly disagrees with this if. Here it says in Shulchan Aruch, if in mitzias the food will not last till a time, it just won't live so long. The food will not last till a time that will become mutter. So the Mechaber paskens says that that's not called dov sheish l'matir. That's what chametz shavala pesach. Chametz be pesach is never gonna survive till a date that it'll be mutter to eat it. Once it's be pesach, so it's gonna be also liyanovah. It'll be also afterwards also. You can answer that kasha also, because chametz shavala pesach is only also when it's bien, when it's b'shishim for sure it's mutter. So it could be that's what he meant. It's dov sheish l'matirin. After Pesach, it'll be now. It's b'mashu or b'pesach. But after Pesach, if it was b'mashu or b'pesach, then it'll be mutter after Pesach. There won't be a penalty of dov sheish l'matir. Could be that. That's what he means. Possibility. Okay. Possibility. What was the mocker for that din? That sif in Shulchan Aruch. Yeshamer, if the Michael will be miskalkel, then there's no din of dov sheish l'matir. So that was the Gemara in Beitza. There aren't so many Gemaras about dov sheish l'matir. One of the Gemaras was in the beginning of Beitza. Here's the Beitza. The Gemara says, I have logs in the furnace on Yontif, cooking food, and eight Mishanoshim in Adekel be Yontif. Some logs fell off in the tree. There was lightning, and it broke off some branches from the tree. In Bimikre, the branches fell into the oven. And I have logs of heter and logs of iser. So now I can't, and I have to, in order to cook some food there in the oven, I have to start pushing around the logs. You're not allowed to push around muktzah. You're not permitted to move muktzah. So the logs that were chopped down before Yom Tov, they were designated, the logs, Eitzim Avon Yom are always muktzah. But if you designate them to use them on Yom Tov, so despite the fact that it remains muktzah, you're permitted to be metalpalit for that specific purpose. So the logs that were chopped down before Yom Tov, and I had a mind to use them on Yom Tov, so that I was mazmenet for that purpose. It remains muktzah. Like the moel has a bris on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so the minig is based on the Zohar, on the pasuk in Parshas Balak, mi mona afar Yaakov. So the Zohar says, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the Zohar. The Goyim had the Zohar already. Mi mona afar Yaakov, who can count all of the brisen that the Jewish babies have? At least the minig was that they would take the Or HaOrlo and be matmenit in Ofer. So that's the minig, Ara Yom Hazeh. So the Shad is, what do you do on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Ofer is muktzah. Eitz Mavon HaYofer is muktzah mamish. How can you push in the Or HaOrlo into the Ofer? Is that muktzah? So on Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Goyim that you mazmen the Ofer in advance. So the Ofer was muktzah and remains muktzah. But since I'm mazmen it for this specific ishtamshas, I'm permitted to be metalkal for that ishtamshas. That's the Ramban and Mechamis and Shabbos. So the same is by Eitzim. If you have logs, the Gemara has a lashon there, Lanitnu Eitzim Elo LaHasoka. If you designate logs before Yontif to use them on Yontif, they remain Mukta. You're only allowed to move it around for the purpose of Hasoka, LaHasoka Satanu, or for something equally important or more important. But to move around the logs for a less important purpose, you're not allowed to. So that's what the Gemara has the story here. Eitzim Shenoshem and Adekel, L'toch HaTana B'Yontif. And the rive of the Eitzim are Iser. There are more logs of Iser than there are logs of Heta. The logs that I was Mazmin Midbod Yom are less than 50%, and the branches that fell into the Tana today are more than 50%. So I can't use any of it. I can't use any of the logs at all, because the rive are Iser, so I'm not allowed to poke around there. It's Tiltal Muktzah. It's not Mutter. So the Gemara says, we permit you Mar Balei Meitz Mechonim Umavatlon. In this case, we allow you to be mevatel nisal hatchila. The Gemara asks, why? What happened to the dinei mevatel nisal hatchila? The Gemara says, it's only a nisa de rabbanon, it's not a nisa de raisa. Then the Gemara says, what does it help that you're going to have a rive het? Isn't it a davar sheyesh lo matirin? Mukta, wait till after the yontif is over. So the Gemara answers, ula rabashi, dam kol davar sheyesh matirin, afilu b'de rabbanon lo batal, ma'ika lameim, or how is it batal? And for the Gemara, hanim ila hechadisa, v'yisuri b'yeinei. That's when the logs are going to be there. A beitzah shenol to be yontif, to wait till after yontif to eat it. Abahacha mikli kol yisur. The fire is going to burn up all the logs. So what was the answer? So the pasuk pshat was the way the mechaber wrote over there. The hechash al meichel yiskalkel. There's no din of davar sheyesh matirin. That was a simple pshat in the Gemara. Other rishonim interpreted differently, and the Rambam quotes it in the simon the simon of Eim Avatan Nisal Lechatchila. Where's that Tzadik Tes? In the simon Tzadik Tes, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, then Eim Avatan Nisal Lechatchila. So the Mechaber writes, if it's an Isa de Rabbanan, then the Gemara says, Mevatan Nisal Lechatchila. That's what it says in the Gemara. So the Ramah says, we don't follow that Mechaber. We hold that the second answer the Gemara gave, Mikli Kol Yisure, is relevant to the first question as well. The first question was, Eim Avatan Nisal Lechatchila. So the Gemara said, if it's an Isa de Rabbanan, and it's mikli kol yisurei, you're not even going to get the hanuah from the logs when they're b'yen. You're only going to get hanuah from the logs after they'll be consumed by the flames. So that's considered an isa de rabbanon kal, not as opposed to an isa de rabbanon chamor. So then we permit mevatan isa lechatchil. Those rishonim understood that the answer mikli kol yisurei means that it's a lower level of an isa. It doesn't mean it's not going to live so long. Hamacha yiskalkel, and that's why it's not called. If that's the pshat, hamacha yiskalkel. So what has it got to do with Eim Avatan Nisal Lechatchila? Hamacha yiskalkel is a very good svar. We understand why the din of Davar Sheyesh Matirin doesn't apply for hamacha yiskalkel. So the mechaber held the machlokes of the Rosh, quote the machlokes of the Rishonim on Dalad Amid Beis and Beitz. The mechaber held like those Rishonim that there were two questions, and each question had a different answer. The first question was by Eitzim Shenoshim and Adekel. First question was, you have more than 50% atzei mukta, and less than 50% of eitzim that you were mazmin mebod yom, and then you're adding on more to make it a roiv of heter. What happened to the din of eim avat anisal chatchila? So the answer to that was, it's an isa de rabbanon afarti. That's the answer. Then he asked the second question, is the chadov sheish matirin? So the answer to that was Mikli Kol Yisur. The logs are not going to last so long. If you're going to wait till after Avdallah, they'll all be consumed. So it's not a Dovah Sheish Matir. The Ramo understood not so. The Ramo understood like the Rosh, like the other Rishonim, that the first answer that Eimavata Nisa Lachatril is Muta by Nisa the Rabbanon has to be modified. It's only a Nisa the Rabbanon Kal, not a Nisa the Rabbanon Chomer. So Nisa the Rabbanon Kal means if it's going to be Mikli Kol Yisur, not that Mikli Kol Yisur means Amaychal Yiskalka. No, it means it's a lower, it's a weaker Nisa the Rabbanon. So if you have a weaker Nisa the Rabbanon, then you don't apply the rule of Dovah Sheish Matin, Afilu Be'elef Leibotel. Rabashi, the Gemara asked the question, but Rabashi said, even on a Nisa the Rabbanon, you also say, Dovah Sheish Matin is Leibotel. Not long, he said, there is even a Nisa the Rabbanon. Gemara said, but this is a Nisa the Rabbanon Kal. So here you say, Dovah Sheish Matin is Botel. This is the reason why it's a Nisa Kal, but it's not, that's not the reason why it's not Dovah Sheish Matin Hamaychal Yiskalkal. That's not a consideration. It depends theoretically whether the Shem HaYisr is Yisr that's going to lend itself to Heta, even though it's going to disappear. So that line in the Mechaber, Hamaychal Yiskalkal, that's according to half of the Rishon, that's according to the way Rashi holds in Beitza. It's not based on Min B'Min, it's not based on similarity as opposed to dissimilarity. Yeah, now Lamaisa, we don't pass on like this Rambam and the Ramban. We pass on the Chomet says B'mashu is not because of Dovah Sheish Matir. If it would have been Dovah Sheish Matir, it would have been Osir even on Erev Pesach, it would be B'mashu. We pass on it's because of Chomet the Chomet. So it only applies on Pesach Gufa. On Erev Pesach, there's no Kores, and there's no Bali Rabbi Matzah, so there's no Chomet the Chomet. So you have a lot of things that have interconnected over here. Call it Terakula in Yerech. Everything's interconnected, but not so much interconnected. Okay. Yeah.
Again, why is that Ran still against Kol Nayach? I didn't understand that. Why can't you say this other Pshat in the Ran? Because he's still against this Din Shulchan Aruch of Hamaychal Yiskalkal.
Hamaychal Yiskalkal Apipashtus means that we treat Dovah Sheish Matirin like Rashi said. Alcha Tachlein Abisa Tachlein Abeheter. You shouldn't rely on Bittul Beroy whenever it's not absolutely necessary. Whenever you can easily avoid it, you should avoid it. So if I'm Michael Yiskalkel, so then you have no brayer. It's not going to be mutar lachazman. So that's the simple pshat, and that's the simple pshat that's a simple pshat in the Gemara and Beitza. That mikli kol yisuri, the food is going to disappear. Yeah. So the ma'aseh, if you have comments, shol about Pesach, bottom line is going to be usher after Pesach. So that's what the runtime is. What do you mean that chometz is not a dovish eshla? Chometz is still a dovish eshla matirin, even after they made the yisad the rabbana. A chometz is all about Pesach, but bottom line is going to be also after Pesach. It's like a Michael Yiskalkel. So that's how we pass on halacha. Chometz the Pesach is b'masha. It's not because of dovish eshla matirin. We pass on the other time, like the Tosfos, like this big Tosfos. So Tosfos writes beferish that an erev Pesach mivosh osa lemaila would be bottle. Yeah. Okay. We'll stop here. Yeah. What are we up to now? What are we up to now? We're supposed to learn about the salting flesh. Not so fascinating. Okay. We'll do a little bit about salting flesh tomorrow. What happens? Is that Kuf? The stasis and Kuf Yedais and Beis. Okay.